you know that there are two really good organizations taking care of building homes and rebuilding homes for needy people.
Yes.
Habitat for Humanity is one, and Rebuilding Together is another.
That's right.
And I just discovered, we just discovered this morning, a third alternative.
Which I have heard of before. It's been no secret.
I didn't understand.
Yes.
I thought it was bandages for the home.
It's not first aid, it's home aid. And here to tell us a little bit about it is a lady that knows a lot. She's its development director, Laura McKenna.
Hey, Laura, how
Hi.
You doing?
I'm great, thank
nice
you.
Nice to have you here. Would you kind of basically outline what it is that home aid does,
sure.
How you guys make it work, and what the long
right.
reach of
and
your...
And may I just say mm-hmm. this, Laura, Amanda was at the booth, and she lured us to your booth here
with
at
PCBC cupcakes.
With red velvet cupcakes. Yeah.
Mine Great. Was chocolate.
Good idea. All right.
Great. Well, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, so that's why we have the cupcakes.
Wonderful.
Homemade's been around for 30 years now.
That, I
yeah.
thought that meant shake and eat yeah. 30 cupcakes.
There might be 30 left. You probably could.
Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization that's very well supported by the building industry. And essentially what we do is we build housing for the homeless. But it's how we do it that's really unique and original and successful in that we partner with the home building industry and we partner with other nonprofit service agencies that serve the homeless. And what they want to do is increase their capacity. There's not enough bed space for people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness.
Right. And these are people who are in ill health, who have mental health challenges, who are without employment,
right.
Who perhaps have lost their homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some significant
right.
circumstances.
Right, and they're really broad circumstances because
yeah.
they can be people who just have mental health issues. It's a family very often that become homeless because of job loss or what we're finding now is lack of affordable housing. And
yes.
so they've lost their housing. They don't have the incomes to be able to support themselves and to...
And what we learned as we spoke to Amanda is that this is not designed as a permanent solution.
Right.
This is designed to lend safe, comfortable housing for folks in need until such time as they're in a position and want to acquire other housing, which then will make way for other people in need.
Exactly.
Yes?
Yes. Actually, we always say it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. So, because, yeah, it's people that they first have to start with a roof over their head.
Yes.
Because you can't focus on anything else if you're living on the street or couch hopping or in an emergency shelter. So it starts with that. But we partner with nonprofit providers that have case management services, programs in place to help them with job skills development, parenting skills, financial management. And they get those services while they're in a homemade housing project that we've done. And when they get past that, then they graduate and they might go into permanent supportive housing or affordable housing or onto, you mentioned, Habitat. They could qualify for a Habitat house at that point.
Wonderful.
So,
this
yeah.
isn't an either or. This is working together with several agencies
exactly.
and groups
yeah.
of people who have a common interest in helping people in
right.
need.
It's a great collaborative model.
Can we talk numbers?
Okay.
How many units do you have and across what footprint?
We've built 550,000 homes.
550,000?
335,000 people have been provided housing through home aid.
In 30 years?
In 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And these dwellings mm-hmm. remain in
right.
the portfolio.
Exactly. Exactly. So we might build a project that serves 25 people, but that's just the first 25 people that come through that.
That's right.
They graduate and there'll be more and more that come through it. So
what's the average length of turnover?
Interesting. Yeah. Good question.
That stay there. It depends on the kind of service that we've, the
sure.
project that we built, but like transitional housing is usually from 3 months to 2 years that they might live there. Emergency housing, maybe a few nights. We've done domestic violence shelters as well. That could be, you know, an overnight situation or longer term.
So you do single family and you do multifamily
we do
dwellings
everything,
as well.
Really.
Oh, you do everything.
Yeah. So we do a lot of single families, especially for the transitional housing for families. But we do emergency shelters as well. So they might have more people that come through. We've done permanent supportive housing, which is permanent, but they still have case management support services for those people so that they can eventually potentially move out of those.
Now,
any connection with Red Cross or?
There can be. We can work with Red Cross. We can work with any nonprofit partner that needs to provide housing for people. So,
is there volunteer labor involved? Do you hire skilled tradespeople? How does that, the construction
that's,
work?
No, that's a great question. I think that is what makes it unique. Actually, what we do is we find a volunteer builder company. So like Lennar Homes, for
okay.
example, or Taylor Morrison.
Wonderful.
And so they donate all of their services and then they go to their subcontractors and suppliers and ask them to donate as
lumber.
Well. So they're all skilled. Yeah, lumber.
Right,
and
right.
all of the trades are skilled. They're fairly large projects. A lot of times we want skilled people, and the builder wants skilled people
Absolutely.
Too. We use volunteers, though, in other situations, like we might have landscaping that they can help with, or a little painting, or helping put up a fence, because we do like to involve volunteers where we can, but it is primarily skilled professional labor.
She is Laura McKenna, Development Director, Home Aid America, helping people. How may our listeners get more information on Home Aid, Laura?
Go to our website at HomeAid, HomeAid.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there's more to come from the Pacific Coast Builders Conference at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, the latest and greatest in building products and technology.
From my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.